I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Yakima touts itself as the Palm Springs of Washington, but there's no vacation for DUI offenders in the eastern Washington city.
Thank you. Thank you. So I tell you the one about the time I got my second DUI and the cops took my car and they sold it?
So what's the punchline?
No, seriously. It really happened.
It's no joke. If you get two DUIs in 7 years, the city of Yakima can seize and sell your vehicle. The city takes drunk driving seriously. Get two DUIs, lose your ride. A message from the Yakima Police Department and the city's prosecuting attorney.
Bronson Fall is the assistant city attorney of Yakima. Bronson, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this policy.
No problem.
Well, during the state legislative debate on tougher DUI laws, people called the show and talked about we should just take the cars away. I didn't think it was legal. You found out it is.
Correct. There's been a law, RCW's been around since, I believe, about 1994. It's been amended a couple of different times since then that allows second or more offenders' cars to be seized and forfeited.
Are you the only jurisdiction in the state that is planning to seize the cars of repeat DUI offenders?
As far as I can tell in my research, the city of Yakima is the only one at this time doing it.
Have you taken anyone's car yet?
We have seized one vehicle. It was done just recently, and we're proceeding forward with the one we have.
Now, if someone doesn't own a car outright, say it's a lease, can you still take the car?
We can only seize and forfeit whatever interest the driver had in the vehicle. So if there's a bank, we can't forfeit their interest. If there's other registered owners, they're considered innocent owners. We don't forfeit their interest. We can only forfeit the interest the person convicted has.
Now, can you afford this? It costs a lot of money to seize a vehicle, to store it, to auction it off if necessary. And some cars that are being driven around are kind of beaters. They're not worth much.
Yeah, the first car we seized is a 1997 Chevy Suburban, and it's in pretty beat-up shape. But it's not about making money. It's about making our roads safer. The storage, the city has storage for evidence cars that we already have, so it's not costing us any additional at this point. And the actual fees would be for mailing, so the fees are going to be quite minimal.
If Yakima seizes someone's car, how can they get it back? Can they get it back?
Well, there's a process. It's similar to what drug forfeitures, how they work. So we give them a notice that we are seizing and intend to forfeit it. They have a timeline to submit a claim. If they submit a claim, then they're entitled to a hearing before a hearing examiner to argue about why they should get the car back. And at the end of that process, the hearing examiner would make a decision whether or not they get the vehicle back or whether or not it goes to the city.
You've got that YouTube announcement up there. Do you think it's pretty widely known in Yakima that this could happen to folks if they have multiple DUI convictions?
I'm not sure that it has been widely known, but here recently that we've been getting some press on the issue. It was in the newspaper. I think it was in the article ended up going statewide in a number of newspapers. We've had some TV news reports on it.
How would you characterize the public response from people you run into, Bronson, who know that the city is starting to do this?
You know, it's a mix. I read the comments after all the stories, and a lot of people are supportive of it because they want to make our roads safer. There are some people that are not in favor of it. I don't think some people like the government getting involved in that kind of business, regardless of the issue. So it's kind of mixed, mostly in favor. There are some people that are not.
You know, I know with drug forfeitures, one of the charges that's been leveled is that it creates an incentive to take away stuff that could be sold because the city could actually make money off of it. Have you heard that criticism?
Yeah, nationwide that's been a criticism of drug forfeiture programs on how the money is spent and the incentives.
Are you creating that kind of incentive program, though, to confiscate people's cars?
No. Again, it's not a moneymaker. As you can see, the vehicle that we've seized is probably not going to make any money. This particular program is about making our roads safer, removing the tool that the multiple DUI people are using for committing their crime.
And I understand it's a pilot program. You're just trying it out right now?
Correct. We wanted to take one or two vehicles, run it through the process since it is new, and I could find no one else doing it, and see how the program worked to see, you know, in the end, does it cost money? Does it bring in revenue? or not revenue, does it bring in money, make a determination on whether or not the program would support itself, mm-hmm. how it works, and the complications.
So it's not about making money, but you want the program to pay for itself. How are you going to judge its success beyond that?
At this point, it's just to see how it works through. I don't know that you can judge a success on one or two cases to work the kinks out of the system.
Yeah.
Ultimately, goal would be to reduce the number of DUI drivers and multiple offenders that we have on our roads here in Yakima.
Well, you'll have a test of that. You'll find out whether someone whose car gets confiscated stops driving under the influence. Of course, they could borrow someone else's car.
Yeah, and that's a difficult one, too, because then you track them, and how many years do you track them before you find out if they're a repeat offender or not?
Would anything in this trial that you're doing allow you to confiscate the car of someone who knowingly let someone who maybe had their car confiscated use their car?
There are innocent owner protections, so somebody that's an innocent owner, we don't forfeit or seek to forfeit their interest. If there's an owner that's, say, out with them drinking, along with them for the ride, I believe the law would allow us to proceed forward on them. And then ultimately, it would be up to the hearing examiner to decide whether or not they're truly an innocent owner or if they're not an innocent owner.
Well, a lot of tough talk about getting tough on DUI offenders, and they're really doing it out in Yakima, where they will confiscate your vehicle. Bronson Fall is the assistant city attorney. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.